The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And I ain't no commentator either. I'm a French fry. Parlez-vous français? 1 minute after the hour of seven. Hey, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Or, in the alternative, the government is, put your own F-bomb in. You're going to be saying the F-bomb here after I get done with our top story. Oh, my God. Yeah, you better listen up. This is some serious stuff that just happened. yeah, this isn't good. We're just now becoming aware of it, as a matter of fact. Those of you who are probably already in the know may say, well, I knew about that last week, but no, the media, I think people are not aware of things until the full force and effect of the media come back into play. And then when that happens, and at least, you know, two or three news outlets pick up on it, it's a different story. But yeah, we're going to get to that in a second. For those of you wanting to take advantage of our specials this week at the Power Mall, we've got 10% off Silver Botanicals, 10% off North American Urban Spice products, and 10% off OptiVita products. And, of course, now if you want to order the sugar to fiber, this is the stuff that Frank Davis from OptiVita talked about on our show last week. And if you have a valid email address, we will send you two free ebooks. When you order sugar to fiber, what is glucose and how can I control it? And the power of enzymes for good health. Now, if we don't have a valid email address, we can't help you. And you can't take advantage of that offer. But we can't get you the sugar to fiber, which according to what Frank was telling us, he gave it to his sister-in-law and her blood sugar went from 270 to 150. Must be something to it, huh? You can get another 10% off and it doesn't stack with other promotions. But you can, if you sign up for AutoShip, you can also get OptiVita Complete or Basic Essentials on AutoShip. You get 10% off. Additionally, if you set up sugar to fiber on AutoShip. And you can control the frequency in which it's delivered. You can cancel anytime, no biggie. But, you know, for those of you that have these comorbidity factors, well, you definitely might think about that. Raw Pine Power Plus. Also, by North American Urban Spice, this is something that we talked about on the show with Justin Porter, you know, the British Tolkien chap. This is something that beats sitting there waiting for, well, anybody that has brewed pine needle tea understands how long that it takes to get that accomplished. What if you could get something that's high in vitamins and minerals and antioxidants utilized as a natural medicine that's high in shikimic acid. That is a blend of North American and Canadian white and red pine needles already done for you in an 8-ounce bottle that's high in terpenes called Raw Pine Power Plus. And you don't have to brew tea. You just take a tablespoon of this and you're good. That product, by the way, since we put it on the shelf, has been flying off like crazy. Everybody wants it. Because if you know the value of pine needle tea and what it does for COVID and respiratory problems, well, I'll leave that up to you. Okay, Power Mall will be open in an hour, so you can call if you want, 877-817-9829. Or you can go online to thepowermall.com. And you don't need to wait for them to open. You can just order it. How about that? Jack Mullen will be joining us at 8:30. He is a writer, contributing writer to thegovernmentrag.com and activistpost.com. And, of course, he's written a few articles. Treasury Department developing tech for digital dollar as Congress debates crypto rules. See, they want to take us into a cashless society, but that's not the bad news. Now, we'll talk to Jack at the bottom of next hour, but I use the term feckin' idiot. It's an Irish term. See if you can figure out what feckin' idiot means. When I use that in relation to the moron in the White House with the mental acuity of office furniture. Here's the bad news. He has extended the national emergency due to the extraordinary threat of Russian actions in Ukraine. Now, this is an executive order 13660 that was signed in March of 2014 by then President, you know who, Obama Shamalama Ding Dong, right? And he declared a national emergency amid the unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security and foreign policy of the United States, constituted by the actions and policies of persons that undermine democratic processes and institutions in Ukraine, threaten its peace, security, stability, sovereignty, and territorial integrity, and contribute to the misappropriation of its assets. Huh. This happened March 2nd. This is the notice, right? That the moron signed. Now, he's just extended the national emergency for 1 year because of something that's going on in Ukraine. Does that make sense? We don't have a national emergency here, except for the fact that the administration we have in power right now, they're a bunch of morons that are out to take control of our country and wreck it deliberately. And you all sit there going, Krieger, you're going to extremes now. No, I'm not. And had I not brought this up, give me one valid reason why we would need to extend the national emergency for one full year. That means Biden can do whatever he wants and claim that it's in the interest of Ukraine. That means that if anybody talks garbage, caca, about Ukraine, well, gee, are they undermining the democratic process because they want to argue about it? They're undermining democratic processes? I didn't know Ukraine was a democracy. See, these people, they sign stuff that's all designed to screw with our freedom. I got to look at this, you know, and contribute to the misappropriation of its assets. Oh, let's talk about Sam Bankman-Fried and how much money got laundered through his FTX and came back to. You talk about misappropriation of assets. And they go back to all these D.C. politicians. Hey, they're in violation of their own executive order. Bozos. Jeez, unbelievable. The order was signed after Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine, but it's been expanded over the years with additional executive orders, including the taking of additional sanctions. And, of course, just days before the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February of last year, you remember when he said a little incursion, Biden signed another executive order that further expanded the scope of the national emergency declared in Executive Order 13660 and relied on for additional steps taken in other orders. You see, one thing leads to another. And does that mean that they can come after anyone in America that speaks out against what they're doing in Ukraine? Oh, yeah, why don't you just write them a blank check? Oh, wait a minute, they already did. Wow, this is sad. I'm having a real hard time with all of this. Because there isn't one damn thing in America other than that's a national emergency other than this administration has created one. Because the economy is in disarray. Everything is a mess. Fentanyl deaths are up. But they want us to eat the bugs. Yeah, the UN is transforming how we eat. It's a critical accelerator to SDGs. Yeah, they're going to try to transform food systems worldwide. They're going to have a three-day meeting in Rome this July, according to the UN Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed and Italy's Deputy Prime Minister. And they're going to meet in Rome. And the UN food system stock-taking moment is the first global follow-up to a 2021 summit convened to change how the world produces, consumes, and thinks about food. The high-level event falls at the halfway point for achieving the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the 17 Sustainable Development SDGs, which provide a blueprint for a more fair and equitable and green world. Yeah, let's talk about diversity and how many bugs we can eat. Yeah, they will try to eliminate beef. We'll talk about that. We got a little news story on it. This national emergency, man, this has really just got under my craw. The extent that they can do anything. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. You've heard that before. British Lord Acton. Yes, absolute power. It reminds me of that Clint Eastwood movie. Remember Absolute Power? That was based on the book. And the president of the United States was involved. Philanderer. Yeah, in this case, it's not the same as the movie. That if they were to remake that Clint Eastwood movie, they would have to have several scenes where the president was sniffing her hair before he killed her or caused Secret Service to kill her. He'd have to have several hair-sniffing scenes. I mean, it just wouldn't be legitimate without that now, would it? Maybe they take a shower together. He could do to the victim of that movie what he did to his daughter, what she said in her diary, right? The guy's twisted, and for him to put this, I mean, I'm sorry, I can't shake this one, extending the national emergency. That's over us, folks, because of Ukraine. That's why I call him a feckin' idiot. That's an Irish term. I think you can figure what that means. China's defense budget for 2023 will be unveiled at the National People's Congress this weekend. After the annual of the two sessions legislative event, which Chinese state media touted the new budget as a substantial increase in military spending. China is reportedly spending some of its money to buy a disturbing amount of Russian uranium with an eye to producing weapons-grade nuclear material. But you see, it only takes one rocket launched over Kansas, 270 miles up in the atmosphere, to put us all in the dark ages. And then you wish you had been living like the Amish, which, by the way, we have a little link to Lehman's, which is an Amish manufacturer and retailer. And Lehman's, L-E-H-M-A-N apostrophe S, I dug up when I was looking through its website this morning because I get emails from there. They're a little pricey, but they have them in stock. And I'm talking about shallow well and deep well water pumps. You know, the hand ones? Those ones. They got them. So if you need a source, if deeprock.com doesn't have them, they do. And we've got a link to them on the email blast. But Lehman's.com also has them if you have access to it. Or you can call if you can get access to that. I know we should have provided you with a phone number. I'll see if our producers can include their toll-free number so you can call them up and order if you need to. Because they said you could talk to them. You can call them and talk to them about ordering a hand pump if you need to. See, we all have to have a source, a water source. And if you don't, and the proverbial caca hits the fan, well, you don't want to be caught with your pantry down, right? That includes water supply. The U.S. military must prepare to confront China and prevent its communist regime from reshaping the international order in its image, a new memo from the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, says. He wrote, Communist China seeks to force the international community to acquiesce to its authoritarian demands and must be stopped. The villain must be tried. The villain must be tried. Oh, God, these people, I'm telling you, warmongers. And every time they make a statement like that, it's tit for tat, right? It's all political. We have to have a bad guy in the equation because then everybody can rally with the United States, which is supposed to be the good guy. But as you heard from Lex Green yesterday on our show, the United States is in on it. Why? Was that a bad thing to say? If you want to see how the uniparty invokes tit for tat, we have a live stream link because in the 8 o'clock hour Eastern time, 8:55 a.m. actually Eastern time, that's 7:55 Central time, the CPAC 2023 starts up in D.C. And we're going to be providing you with a live stream link on that in our email blast because this is going to be going on for a bit. The Michigan mom, whose two sons died from a fentanyl overdose, tore into President Joe Biden yesterday for chuckling after dismissing allegations his administration bore some responsibility for their deaths. Of course, that sparked criticism after he laughed while discussing the mom. Rebecca Kiesling testified on Tuesday before a House Homeland Security Committee about the fentanyl crisis and how her two sons, Caleb 20 and Kyler 18, overdosed in 2020 on fentanyl that came from Mexico, blaming Democrats for allowing drug dealers across her border and giving migrants protection. And of course, that gave Republican Georgia Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene impetus to suggest that Biden was partially responsible. And of course, Biden is responsible for open borders and drugs coming across the border, the border. But the bigger issue is, how did Caleb and Kyler Kiesling come into possession of fentanyl? They may have overdosed on it and gave Biden a big laugh. He's laughing because he said, well, they didn't have to take the fentanyl. It was made available because of drugs that came across the border. And so, you know, when Marjorie Taylor Greene suggested that Biden was partially responsible, and we're talking about suggested, according to media reports, she opened her mouth and out came the magic words. And of course, this caused Biden to laugh because he thinks, I'm not responsible for anything. Well, you're right about that, Joe. You aren't responsible for one iota of anything you have done because somebody else, namely Obama, is in his basement whispering in your earphone. Just like he said, it's Obama's third term here, folks, if you haven't realized that. And see, because Obama is behind the scenes doing his typical Obama shamalama ding dong stuff, Biden looks like the idiot up on stage. He's the ass puppet on stage doing his little impression while Obama's pulling the strings. Wow. I mean, it's just the way it is. You've got to look at the fact that Obama can get away with so much more because a lot of people just feel sorry for Joe. I mean, you thought it was bad enough that Fetterslut in Pennsylvania has been putting out and submitting legislation while he's in rehab for clinical depression, and he's putting forth legislative bills. Oh, my. You got to wonder what this country's come to. Here's another interesting side note. Democratic Maryland mayor from College Park, Patrick Wojahn, 47, has been arrested and charged with 40 counts of possession of child porn and 16 counts of distribution of it. According to Prince George's County Police Department, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children contacted authorities February 17th about a social media account pinged in the county that had child porn that had been uploaded as early as January of 2023. Authorities were then able to discover the social media account that belonged to the mayor. College Park, Maryland, Democratic mayor. Yeah. So you see, nothing should surprise you these days. Biden is trying to build a left-wing push for amnesty for 1.7 million migrants. Oh, is that under national emergency too, Joe? Yeah, we need to help resettle 1.7 million. He's already given them $350 million tax dollars. Oh, you didn't know that? To all these illegal immigrants that have come across the border. He's giving them our money. He's got a real set of nads, you know that? But it's not really him. It's not really him doing it. It's other people that are telling him, this is what you're going to do, and you must do this, otherwise we will make you disappear. Yep, somebody's whispering in his ear again. Remember what I called him before, you know, a little puppet on a string? Yeah. You got to love that. The DOJ is arguing also that it stated it doesn't back former Trump's argument. He's got absolute immunity from civil lawsuits in connection with the J6 Capitol breach. Oh, they are going to have a very difficult time trying to press for an indictment on Trump because of the statements he made prior to them crashing the Capitol. He said, go speak your mind. At no time did I ever hear Trump say during his speech to go storm the Capitol and commit violence. I didn't hear him say that. Did you? If you did, please call the show, 844-769-2944, and please deliver jot and tittle on where he said it, when he said it, that we were supposed to storm the Capitol. No, that was something that the FBI and their agents provocateur did. It was a trap. And see, what they wanted to do, Pelosi and the Democrats do not want Trump being elected again, so they're going to do anything they can in their power to stop it, even refusing the 20,000 National Guard troops. You see, it all makes sense why they would do such a thing. You got to put on the critical thinking cap here. And that may sound like mere folly to some of you, but the idea that they would refuse all of the necessary troops offered by Trump in the first place to stop any incursion during the January 6th confirmation hearings, you know, where they were trying to certify the elections, you know, they didn't want them there because it was an open door for violence to come in and for them to make an example out of Trumpers. That's what this was all about. And of course, Trump instigated it. That's what they're saying. It's all part of the plan to try to keep Trump from getting reelected again, even if he is leading in the polls over everybody else. If I was Governor DeSantis, I would not run in 2024. I seriously would not. A lot of people think he's going to. They think he'd do a much better job than Trump would. And I'm saying, boy, the state of Florida would be losing a credible governor for that reason, based on what he's done to try to fight wokeness. But, you know, the Democrats don't care about wokeness. Democrats don't care whether your kid goes out and has their private parts lopped off because they have an issue, a mental issue somewhere that was encouraged by their teachers. And boy, the money the hospitals are making. And you thought the $300,000 plus that they're making off killing people on COVID and remdesivir, you think that's something. Imagine how much money they can make prescribing drugs, and Big Pharma's in on it too. Because not only do they make money every time they give somebody remdesivir in the hospital and shut down their kidneys and lungs, not only that, I mean, they make money off of, you know, sexual transition surgeries, SRSs. Yeah. It's amazing how corrupt they can make people. And they can just talk to your kids in school and say, do you have a gender problem? Do you believe that you're a girl? Well, I'll tell you what, we have a closet you can go in. Hey, why don't you, little Sonny, why don't you come in here and try on this dress? Said the teacher, male teacher with the big, you know, size triple Z boobs that comes into Canada. You know, I mean, this is some of the stuff that it's in your face. It's in your face. Wow. And they think that oversized mammary glands are going to, oversized mammaries. You know, you got to wonder about these drag queens and everything else that's going on and the fact that they can't keep it in their pants because secretly they're closet gays. If you're going to go out in public and you're going to do this, don't do it in front of little kids. That doesn't make sense. Do it in front of consenting adults, but not children. But no, can't do that. That's why they arrested that minister up in Canada for protesting because there were kids in the room. It says, that's not right, you doing this to kids. It's devilish. Now, Law didn't care. Trudeau didn't care. Nope. Trudeau's probably a cross-dresser, wouldn't you think? I asked that question because, I mean, he did blackface. What makes you think he's not dressing up? Think about it. We have some real twisted people. How do we know Joe and Jill aren't doing Jack and Jill in the bedroom? We don't know. Maybe he's putting on a wig and she sniffs his hair. Maybe that's where he got it from. Who knows? These people are twisted. And of course, the Supreme Court has heard oral arguments for another one of Biden's follies, this contested student loan forgiveness program. And of course, you know, the HEROES Act only authorizes the Secretary of Education to waive or modify any statutory or regulatory provision applicable to student aid programs if they're in connection with a war, other military operation, or national emergency. Oh, my goodness. You wanted to plug in all the equation? There you have it. Now you know why he extended the national emergency. Because now the DOE can waive all this. Yep. And they want to know about the legality of the student debt relief program, which is why the states turned around and filed suit saying it was unconstitutional. Of course, Biden is doubting the future of that cancellation plan. Supreme Court may tell him, you know what? No. No. We're not going to do this. At the core of the cases is a question of whether Biden's even got the authority to implement the $400 billion plan, which would cancel up to 10 grand in student loan debt for every borrower who earns less than 125 grand a year, while canceling up to 20,000 for each Pell Grant recipient who meets that income standard. Oh my, I paid off my student loan, folks. Did you have a student loan and you paid it off? Wouldn't you be just a little bit perturbed? Would it bother you to know that over the age of 60, the age of 60 plus, because some of these people co-signed student loans for students, right? At the age of 60 plus, $66 billion, with a B, dollars in delinquent student loan debt right now for people over the age of 60. That's how much student loan debt they have. $66 billion right now. Yeah, I'll bet a lot of them are Democrats, which is one of the reasons Biden's trying to find favor by declaring a national emergency so he can sit there and forgive student loans. Yeah, it said, in necessary in connection with a war or other military operation or national emergency. I would like to know how it is that Ukraine has anything to do with people going to school here on student loans. What in Hades does that have to do with any of it? I'm telling you, man, this is just crazy. This is what our administration has done. This is the national emergency he's created. We have, you know, morons on the loose. And, of course, President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, has ignored a House Oversight Committee request for records of his business activities. I told you this is going to turn into a shift show, didn't I? And, of course, Hunter's own legal team now is falling apart. They're quitting him. Yeah, they're just like, I don't know if I want to mess with this. We know too much. This might not be a good thing. It put us in the firing line. Dude, by the fact you got involved with Hunter in the first place, your life may be in jeopardy. I mean, look what happened to Vince Foster. We got more news, lots more news, and your phone calls after the bottom of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. 844-769-2944. Get in the queue. We'll take your calls after the break. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's Friday, March 3rd, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open. 844-769-2944. If you want to chime in on our national emergency and why that has anything to do with, like I said, we all know why he's doing it. Because under a national emergency, he can do anything he wants, right? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Of course, I'm not saying anything you don't already know. But I did tell you that Biden did funnel through the DHS, $350 million to illegal aliens released into U.S. communities. Yep. The Emergency Food and Shelter Program, specifically to fund support services for border crossers and illegal aliens arriving in various U.S. towns and cities. And then, of course, now he wants to, make them all citizens, grant them amnesty, so they can all vote. Just in time for 2024. Wow. The Senate has unanimously passed a bill requiring the Biden administration to declassify intelligence related to the origins of COVID-19. Yeah, Senator Sherrod Brown, Democrat, Ohio, made a request for unanimous consent of the bill, which was granted without objection. Unanimous consent enables a bill to pass without a recorded vote if no senator objects. Huh. So, well, let's see here. What are they going to find out? Something we didn't already know? Yes, we have to have transparency and accountability in allowing the public to understand the origins of the pandemic, according to Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. Have to do that. Yeah, have to have transparency. Wow. You know, and these folks are, they're trying. And there's just a handful, like I said, they're trying to do the right thing, but you see, they're contributing to the shift show. Gosh, this is exactly what's going on. Senator Dianne Feinstein, meanwhile, and I'm going to throw another little thing on the table here in just a second. You're going to absolutely want to get on the phone and call me up and weigh in on this one. Feinstein, the oldest member of the Senate, has been admitted to a California hospital after contracting shingles. 89-year-old senator says she's hopefully going to recover and go back to work later this month, but it takes 3 to 5 weeks to get over shingles. And it increases with age as a result of a weakened immune system. So you got to wonder whether or not Feinstein got the jab, or whether or not it was just chickenpox flaring up, or maybe the jab caused her to get chickenpox to flare up. Who knows? Maybe she didn't get the jab at all. Maybe it just happened because of old age. Well, here's the cause and effect scenario, folks. Senator Dianne Feinstein being hospitalized leaves the Senate Democrats without an outright majority this week, as two other senators are also away from the Capitol. So isn't it time to invoke the 25th Amendment? They could speed that thing through the House and Senate like nobody's business and impeach the entire administration. Hey, it's a thought. What do you think? You think they got enough time to do it? Nah, they'll figure out a way to stop it. Oh, that's right. We've declared a national emergency. Biden can stop it anything he wants. He can declare martial law and lock down Congress and keep them from impeaching him. They can do everything. See how much power government has? We the people sat idly by and twiddled our thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take you away. Ha ha. Yeah. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers that sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. Yeah. You know the song, Napoleon the 14th, right? Better be careful what you wish for. Yeah, the Buckhead City bill has failed in the Georgia Senate. See, they won't even let them secede from Atlanta, the wealthy Buckhead neighborhood. Sorry, folks, you're going to have to arm yourselves to the teeth if you want to stop crime. All the Democrats and 10 Republicans in a vote of 33-23 in the Georgia Senate shot down SB 114. Of course, it's a big disappointment to the Buckhead City movement leaders. They've been working toward a ballot referendum for years, in large part because of Atlanta's crime issues. They don't want them spilling over to Buckhead because they already are. So I guess you're going to have to take the McCluskey view. See, they're attorneys, and that's why Kim Gardner went after them in Missouri, because they were out there waving their guns. But see, the thing is that you remember down in Florida, Grady Judd, the sheriff of Polk County, in his infinite wisdom, says that if they come and they kick your door in, blow them away. So I think all you Buckhead residents down there might want to arm yourselves to the teeth. It's a suggestion. That may be the only way you get to stop crime. Speaking of crime, oh, you were going to love this. A New York-based Chinese organization crime group has stolen the identities, that's what they're accused of at least 3,000 Asian Americans living in Texas to provide lookalike illegal aliens with fake IDs. Yep, the officials with the Texas Department of Public Safety revealed the massive identity breach late last month in testimony before the state's House Appropriations Committee. And you really want to go to an all-digital system? Do you know what hackers are going to do to this? Oh, my God, this is going to be a field day. Here you got Chinese hackers allegedly stealing identities of 3,000 Asian Texans for illegal aliens, for lookalikes, for fake IDs. How simple do you think that's going to be for other people to hack into these systems? And they say, oh, no, they can't hack into blockchain. Yeah, we'll see. All they got to do, what's blockchain? Mirror images. I beg somebody to call me up and differ with me on this, because, I mean, the hackers are going to have a field day if this thing goes all digital. Digital bank currencies, they think that they've got a secure system and that they can sit there. I mean, the hackers are going to, it's going to be big business knowing how to hack into these banking systems. You know, when they start with these CBDCs and they start saying, sorry, but you can't buy that this week, you can't do it because of something you posted on social media, and we have to rely on social credit scores. Imagine knowing a hacker and saying, hey, I'll pay you money if you can unfreeze my bank account and drain it and put it somewhere where they can't find it. You know, the hackers are going to have a field day with this. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a challenge to a lot of these folks, right? just like the challenge of, remember when AOL got taken offline because all the hackers decided they were going to upload all this digital data into their cloud, and they overloaded it. They did it all at once and just blew the whole bloody system apart. Remember when that happened? Hackers. Yep. That's who did it. And they're proud of it. It's a challenge, but hey, they did it. They didn't like what AOL was doing, so they took them offline by uploading massive amounts of data all at once. Overloaded the servers, and boom, down they go. Oh, the hackers are going to have a field day, I'm telling you. You know, now, am I suggesting that we do something to interfere with Ukraine? No. Haven't said that. But see, where this national emergency goes, it extends to virtually every facet of your life, because if they think that you said or did or are behaving in a manner that is unbecoming of the national emergency, well, it's unbecoming to the people of Ukraine because you went out and took a pee behind a tree somewhere. Wow. I mean, can you imagine the stuff they could come and take you away for? We have really let this government get totally out of control. And we're not screaming loud enough, I guess. More than half the world's population is going to be overweight or obese by 2035 without significant action, according to a new report. The World Obesity Federation's 2023 Atlas predicts 51% of the world, or more than 4 billion people, will be obese or overweight within the next 12 years. Of those, nearly 2 million, or 1 in 4 people, will have obesity. Okay, within the next 12 years, all right? This is comorbidity factor we already knew about. And it's the government's own problem because the government put out that food group chart. Remember that way back when in the 60s? They put out the food group chart, and it was all wrong. Yeah, and if you don't believe it was all wrong, look at yourself in the mirror. If you fell for that propaganda, that's what it was. Duck and cover. All propaganda. Yep. Could vitamin D help ward off suicide? It's a serious public health risk and the 12th leading cause of death in the USA. 2023 study of U.S. veterans found those with vitamin D deficiency who were prescribed vitamin D had a 64% lower risk of killing themselves when compared to those who didn't take the supplement. This adds to the growing body of evidence that insufficiency or deficiency is linked to depression. Other nutrients found to improve mental health include vitamin B6 and magnesium. And what is driving chronic inflammation and depression? Consuming refined sugar and having a high-carb diet. That's why we have Optavita vitamin D, because it supports oxidative balance and a healthy inflammatory response. We have Optavita vitamin D at the Power Mall, which is going to be opening up in about 15 minutes. It's plant-based vitamin D with magnesium for better digestion. For those of you who want to call up and order some, I hope it's not because you're feeling depressed. We would hate to even think that. Craig in Michigan, welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, sir.
What's going on?
I was wondering. I got three things here. One's humorous, one's something to think about, and one's serious.
Okay.
Let's go with humorous first. We were talking yesterday about ho-hos, ding-dongs, and Twinkies.
Yes, sir. I did mention
that. All I could think of was Biden's cabinet.
I love it. That's a great feel-good Friday joke. All right.
Yeah, I need a rim shot there. Anyway.
There we go.
All right. The other one is, that's something to think about. You would think that after having the wool pulled down over their eyes so many times, it'd be thin enough now for people to see through it.
You would think.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. It's cognitive dissonance, Craig. It's in everybody's head, and we're all trying to shake it. I'm glad that our listeners are way advanced past that point and understand what Hegelian dialectic is, because the people that are consumed in this critical mass mental issue, cognitive dissonance, they can't seem to shake the idea that their government would do something, you know, so digestively upsetting.
Yeah, you think there was enough red pills to go around.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the serious thing, for anybody that's out there, you know, first-timers or not quite sure, and they're getting the M16, M4 platform, whatever, you know, 30-round mags, boy, you better have a couple 20s there with it. Because if you ever have to fire from a prone position and try to stay covered, your head is about, 18 inches over the ground.
Interesting.
Put that stupid carry handle over there, and then, you know, and you're 2.5-3 inches above the bore. And then they hang a scope on it, and that puts your forehead another, 2 inches over. Plus, you got a 30 round mag, and you're that far up off the ground again.
Well, I mean,
you
the idea
be standing up and paint a big X on your chest. I mean, you know.
I'm serious.
You know,
I get it, Craig. I get it. And have you served? Did you serve?
I'm well acquainted with weapons.
Okay.
Very well.
All right. I won't further that question. But the thing is that I understand where you're coming from. Most of us are looking at the 30-round mag as a means of using it for cover fire. And I understand that. In fact, some even have gone out and bought those cylindrical 63 round. They say 70 on them, but they really only hold 63 rounds. And that's basically what they use them for, is cover fire, in order to get from point A to point B in the middle of a firefight. And I get the dialogue. I really do.
Yeah,
and
that 30 round
clip will put you up higher. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, the spray and pray, that's kind of a, you know, from the time the Revolutionary War it was going on up to this point in time, every war, it's a higher and higher number of rounds fired for a kill.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's into the thousands now.
This is one of the reasons why Ukraine.
You know, in the revolutionary days or the Civil War, you 2 or 3 shots and you've had a kill. I mean, there's going to be misses.
Well, yeah, I mean, because they had powder and musket balls back then. And I mean, you had to stop and you had to pack it and you had to load it and you had to put the ball in. You had to put the primer on. You had to do all these things, you know, and that's why they would have people lined up in flanks. And open up on the enemy. But see, the thing is here's the beauty about what we learned as a result of not only the Revolutionary War, but also in Vietnam. You see, we march 2x2 like the British did in formation. In other words, they have a point and then they have a flank, and the point goes out there, and the point is the one that runs over the IED, or the point's the one that runs into the ambush, because like what we did in the Revolutionary War to the British, they marched 2x2 in the redcoats down the path, and we're all hiding behind rocks and trees, opening fire, running, reloading, and waiting for the procession to continue down the road after we took out several of them. Where did we lose our skill set?
Well, it's kind of strange because, you know, for the firing from a covered position like in the Revolutionary War, and then however many years, 50 years passed to the Civil War, then they went back to the British method. And both sides lined up and went towards each other and, you know, 8 cannonballs. And
well, this is just like, remember the movie Saving Private Ryan when they dumped them all out on the beaches and there was the German pillboxes taking them all out? I mean, hardly any of them made it off onto the beach. You know, that's why they came up with that, the few, the proud, the dead on the beach. I mean, that's how they came up with that.
Have you ever seen a movie called Enemy at the Gates?
I've seen clips. I haven't seen the whole movie. I should watch that.
Watch the whole thing. The history, you know, the Russians pretty much softened the Germans up for us to go in at the very end of the war and clean it up.
And they made a lot of sacrifices in the process.
27 million people.
Yep. Yeah, they sure did. They took more hits than we did.
Yeah, I would watch it. Watch the movie. I mean, it's first part of the movie when you see what's going on. It'll put a chill down your back.
I bet it really will. Well, I mean, I watched Enemy of the State, and that put a chill down my spine because of the fact that you've got people. I mean, that's already happening. Everything they talk about in Enemy of the State is that's happening.
Yeah, I figure. I don't know if seems like all the good movies have enemy in the title.
I know it. Isn't it amazing how that works? And it's usually us. I appreciate your call, Craig. Great point about
the. You have a fine day, sir.
Yeah, you too. That's amazing. You know, that is a good point. You know, you put your 30-round clip in not the M16. We don't have access to that. It would be the AR-15 would be the co-equivalent in the semi-automatic line. That's right. You can get behind what's behind door number three. And, of course, you have to, when you put the 30-round clip in and then you try and lay in the prone position, which is, you know, this is why we have to start thinking about how you engage and why you engage. Because the why dictates the how. The why would be because you're being attacked for some reason, and you have to find the most defensible position. And so this is why a lot of people are creating all sorts of different creative landscaping ideas, like giant rocks and things you can hide behind, even if you have to lay in prone position to better defend yourselves. You know, I've yet to see anybody putting in 10-inch thick concrete walls with little portals in them that you can use for, you know, like pillbox type defense, because it makes it very difficult, unless you're a sniper, to actually execute inside of one of those little rectangular holes that you're pointing your weapon out to take out the enemy when they approach. This is one of the reasons why we have to look at guerrilla warfare and how useful it was during the Revolutionary War. Back to some other news here. Officials are now saying in Florida, an unidentified man, how is he unidentified? Apparently, and he was in Charlotte County. I used to live there. The Department of Health confirmed the infection of a brain-eating amoeba after a guy used tap water to rinse out his sinuses. Now, think about that. You got contaminated water. Here's Hurricane Ian, and you don't know what kind of water is in the county water system. And then you put the amoeba into tap water. I mean, it gets in there, and then you use that to rinse your sinuses out rather than distilled water or something that's been filtered. Use tap water. Huh. Wow. Freaky, isn't it? It's supposed to be a rare occurrence that happens, but, you know, food for thought. According to an attorney, Mark Zayed, patients have been affected by the Havana syndrome feel betrayed after a U.S. intelligence report that concluded the conditions were not caused by a foreign adversary was made public this week. And, of course, this report concluded it was unlikely a foreign government was responsible for the anomalous health incidents that were affecting intelligence and diplomatic officials around the world. That term was coined, Havana syndrome, after employees at the U.S. Embassy in Havana, Cuba, in 2016 reported illnesses ranging from headaches to loss of balance and other neurological difficulties. Well, let me tell you something about subsonic frequencies. A friend of mine and I, one of my business associates, we went to a nightclub where there was a DJ playing, and we were there to scope out the club for the purposes of taking on a contract to supply DJs to the club. And we wanted to go scope it out. Well, this DJ that was there had four very giant homemade speakers. And each of these speakers had two subwoofers in them. That's a total of eight subwoofers pumping bass onto a very small dance floor. And he is playing bass notes and turning the equalization up to the point where the bass is the predominant frequency coming out. And within about 10 minutes, my business associate and I began to have an upset stomach and getting headaches. So don't sit there and tell me that this stuff is all in your mind. It's not. They can use subsonic frequencies. They've got this figured out. They can melt your insides, folks. They actually have the weaponry out there now. So don't let them sit there and tell you that they don't, because they do. We'll be back after the break with more news in your phone calls. And Jack Mullen will be joining us at the bottom of the next hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.